For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael is now forecast to be close to a dangerous Category 4 storm when it crashes ashore on the Florida Panhandle. Meteorologist Tom Sader.
At this time, this is already a deadly storm. It's taken 13 lives in parts of Central America and heavy rain in western Cuba. But we've been waiting for this entire intensification to kind of encircle the entire center. When that happens, it's like really pulling the cord on a lawnmower engine, and all the cylinders are firing up. The water is extremely warm. The rain totals we could see around Panama City to even Tallahassee, 8, 10 inches.
20 million people are under hurricane watches and warnings, and the projected path stretches to New Jersey. Michael is traveling across the Gulf of Mexico at 12 miles per hour and is now only a few hundred miles from Panama City, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Ivanka Trump is saying she won't take the place of U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, who is stepping down. The president says his daughter would be great at the job.
I think Ivanka would be incredible. That doesn't mean I'd pick her because you'd be accused of nepotism, even though I'm not sure there's anybody more confident in the world, but that's okay. But we are looking at numerous people.
Brett Kavanaugh has spent his first day on the job as a Supreme Court justice. The court docket has many cases, including one on the Affordable Care Act and what to do about DACA. Ariane DeVogue has more.
The case inside wasn't a great blockbuster today, but Kavanaugh asked several questions. But coming up are several big issues that are currently percolating in the courts below. We should see those here soon, either this term or next. Keep in mind, with Kavanaugh on this bench now, this court is taking a hard right turn.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The International Monetary Fund is downgrading its outlook for the world economy, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Citing rising interest rates and growing tensions over trade, the IMF says the global economy will grow at 3.7% this year, the same as in 2017, but down from the 3.9% that it was forecasting for 2018. In July, the IMF expects the U.S. economy to grow at 2.9% this year, the fastest pace since 2005, and unchanged from its July forecast, but now it's predicting U.S. growth will slow to 2.5% next year as the effect of recent tax cuts wears off and what it calls the Trump trade war with China takes its toll. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google will be shutting down its social media platform, Google Plus, for about a year after disclosing a glitch that allowed outside developers to access private information. More than 500,000 Google Plus users could have had their names, email, addresses, occupation, gender, and age compromised. The company said that their posts, messages, and phone numbers were not compromised. The data was exposed to more than 400 third-party users. Their vice president of engineering, Ben Smith, said, "We found no evidence that any developer was aware of this bug and no evidence that any profile data was misused." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.